people do have strange crushes on politicians.
Take this any way you want. But, okay, Nick. Madeleine Albright.
No, in a kind of Mrs. Doubtfire way.
She's the most powerful woman in the world.
And I'd like her to overpower me. What are you laughing for?
You'd like her to come around and subject you to some crippling sanctions. In Washington, you know, Mick, they have an even more reliable indicator than Punxsutawney Tawny Phil.
Oh.
The president. Mm. Or as he's known to most, Pantsless Horny Bill. every 15 minutes, his pants open up, little Elvis emerges, and depending on where he casts his shadow, the president's advisors know whether they're going to be spending the next 24 hours putting out bushfires, apparently.
That's the absolute beauty about being the American president, yeah. Tone. Get busted with your pants around your ankles and you just declare a world war. Problem sorted, you're out of the tin, it's business as usual. But if you or I tried that, we'd have absolute Buckleys.
I know.
In fact, I did. The other day, yeah, my girlfriend caught me leaving a brothel in a dishevelled state.
Okay.
Quick as a flash, I turned around and declared war on Portugal, and yet I'm still sleeping at your house. Can't see the fairness in it myself, Tone. You know, the only way I can think of that would make the world safe from future frivolous world wars would be if we made Gracie here the next US president. Thanks to the dormant nature of activity in the pants department, only when Gracie becomes US president will the world be able to live as one. Hang on a second, Gracie. You're looking a bit shifty. You didn't get any action over the weekend, did you? Gracie, you're not about to declare war on Afghanistan, I hope.
Well, no, but after Friday night, I might have to annex the tiny island of Crete.
Oh, you are disgusting!